Okay, we're in Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We've been learning the sugya about how one is supposed to daven shacharis and also what nizmanim offer daven shacharis. We've had a whole discussion last week about what kind of tefillos are you allowed to daven walking, at which you have to daven ma'umad, you have to stop for. And we had a Gemara that said on the top of the Amud that what? That the halacha is that havineinu is ma'umad. You can't daven havineinu walking. And then we have a Gemara that we've been learning in the middle of Avuha v'Shmuel Levi that is a machlokas between the Avash Shmuel and Levi talk about what to do when you're not going to be able to die. You have to leave early because of your requirements of traveling or giving a drasha or something like that. You have to leave early. So what do you do if it's before the Zman Kriya Shema? So I should really tell you a little bit about Zman Tefillah and Zman Kriya Shema. Zman Tefila, we know Lechatchila, what's Zman Tefila? What is Zman Tefila? Hey, Nei Tzahama, that's Yerucho Em Shemesh, right? We more learns that out from Yerucho Em Shemesh. When's the end of Zman Tefila?
4 hours.
Dal shows. When is the, when Lechatchila, when can you daven? If you're not doing it, Hinetzachama, when can you do it? So actually, we'll see that from our Gemara that Peshasat Chak you can do it at Halos HaShachar. But there are different Gemaras that talk about something called Heir Pnei HaMizrach, which seems to be a stage immediately following Halos HaShachar. When is Halos HaShachar? When is it?
Well, 9 days.
Okay, so it's either 4 or 5 mil before Heinetzachama, and exactly how long that is depends how you learn how long a mil is, okay? So Alosa Shachar is maybe 72 minutes, 90 minutes, 2 hours, depends how you learn Shad, and we've discussed that, you know, it's in our discussion. It parallels what happens with Tzeis HaKochavim on the other end of the day. So, I don't want to actually give away all of the nuances over here, and it's quite complicated. But basically, the Gemara seems to say, at least that Lechatchila is supposed to daven Shacharis at Hainetzachama. That's the Iker's man anyway. You can daven, certainly, even if you don't daven Hainetzachama, you can daven. You daven afterwards. And maybe even, the question is, can you daven before? That's a good question. Can you daven before Hinetzachama? We know that your yotze, from our Gemara over here, we know of the Vashas Hatzchak, your yotze, from Alos HaShachar. And the question is, what about not Vashas Hatzchak? Can you daven anything before Hinetzachama? That's talks about what? About davening. What about Kriya Shema? So Kriya Shema, when's the earliest you can do Kriya Shema?
When you can say green.
So that's the sugi in the beginning, the Masechta, that most Rishonim on Paskin, that it has to do either Mishyiris Chaver Dal Amas V'Yakiro, or you can tell the difference between green and blue, whatever it is, but it's Mishyakir. When's Mishyakir? It's a little bit after Alos. Exactly how much after Alos is not clear. There's no real Zman that's given anywhere in the Shas for when this is. It is when it is. And how is it impacted by the clouds or the other factors is a complicated thing. It's like sort of you have to go outside each day and find out when you can. And that's the Zman of what? Of Kriya Shema. That's the Zman of Kriya Shema.
That's between our laws.
It's between our laws and innates. It's closer to our laws, most likely. And again, but l'chatchila, what's the man l'chatchila for Kriya Shema? I mean, it's also innate. L'chatchila, you're supposed to smichas gula tefila. First, you do the gula right before innate, and then you do the tefila right afterwards. Okay, so that's
because the tefila though is really setting that.
It may apply both to tefila and to Kriya Shema, not just Rashi seems to say the pasuk goes on both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's impossible to say both at the same time.
That's true. This is a huge topic that I don't want to. I'm just giving a little bit of it so that you have a little context to understand this Gemara in. So last week we talked about the Machlokas Tanoim as to what he's supposed to do if you have to be Hishkim Lotzeis Ladera. You have to. What if you have to go on a trip and you have to leave before the proper Zman, before Hinates, or maybe it's even according to Rashi, it might be before Alos, but Tosa says that can't be. But the question is, well, is it before Mishira? It also has to be before Mishira, because the problem is, in this case over here, you can do a tefillah, but you can't do Kriya Shema. That's the problem in the sugya. What do you do when you're leaving early because you have to go, and you can't do smich zgul tefillah because even though you can daven shmona esrei, maybe because of the special circumstances, but you can daven shmona esrei ready, but you can't do smich zgul tefillah because you can't say Kriya Shema. So it must be between the time of Alos or Heir Pnei Mizrach immediately following Alos and the time of Mishiras Chaveri Akiro. Okay? So it's between that time, so that's the case we're talking about over here. It was Machlokas. What?
If that is a small period of time.
Is it a small period of time? No. I don't know. To me, it's a good point. It seems it's like a fairly small period of time. Yes, it does. That's the case. Yeah, that's the way it works out. I don't know any other way to work it out. Unless you're like Rashi, that it's before Alos.
Right.
In which case, it could be, who knows how early. There's actually, I believe, a Shitas Rishon that Mishiyira is like 2 minutes after Alos, so I don't know how they learned this again. That's what Tosfos is asking Rashi. You can't do anything before Alos. It's still nighttime. Right. By the way, what does the term Alos HaShachar mean? What does it mean?
Rising of the morning star.
No, it does not mean that. That definitely is not what it means. That is definitely not what it means. The morning star is the Ayelas HaShachar. That's morning star is what? What is the morning star?
Venus,
right. Morning star is Venus. That is like way before this time. That's maybe an hour or two before Alos HaShachar.
Really?
Yes. That is not what's meant by... And there's also two terms. There's Alos HaShachar and Amud HaShachar. But... What you're talking about is called Ayelas HaShachar, and that is earlier, much earlier. And that has no So Alos HaShachar means that it means the rising of the darkness. Shachar means dark. It means, this is what Ibn Ezra says. It means the darkness begins to rise. It starts to begin to get light. That's what Alos HaShachar means. It's not dawn. Is it called dawn in English? Maybe. I have no idea.
Is it an astronomical?
It is astronomical? I assume so. It's a certain number of degrees of the sun below the horizon.
You recognize the sun's come up, basically.
As I said, there's Alos HaShachar and there's Heir Pnei HaMizrach.
Okay, so
and these two things may be identical and they may be slightly different.
So is Alos HaShachar before dawn?
I don't know when dawn is.
When's dawn?
I don't
know when Alos HaShachar is.
I told you what Alos HaShachar is.
When you
begin to see some light from the sun.
The darkest part of the night is in the beginning.
It's always darkest before the dawn. We know that. But
that's the dawn.
So what? When's the dawn is when it's not always dark.
If it's dark early in the night, it's always dark.
I don't know if it's always really dark before the dawn. I have no idea. More of a metaphor than an astronomical statement. Alos HaShachar is when there is the beginning to have some light. Now, it's based on a Mishnah. It has to do with Shechitas HaTamid. It's a Mishnah in Yuma, I believe, that talks about when did they shech the Korban Tamid. So there seems to be two opinions in that Mishnah, which I don't want to go into it. It says, they said Bar Koi, right? Which meant that the rays of the sun are breaking through. And that's when, and then there's another opinion that says that they waited until Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Okay, so the question is,
what does that mean?
So that seems to be a little bit, so the first one seems to be Alos Hashem. I'm going to tell you how the Rush learns, okay? Because there's so many different opinions here. The Rush learns that there are three different times. I think three. Alos HaShachar is when you first see, that's Bakoi, when you first see
sunlight.
Okay, that's Alos HaShachar. B'di'eved, you could check the Korban Tamid at that time. That's not what they did, though. They waited till Heya Kol Pnei HaMizrach, which is a little bit later time.
Which means okay? You can see the...
Which means the whole... It's not just one ray of light, but somehow there's a light that extends across the horizon, something like that.
I've seen the picture.
Right. That is called Heya Pnei Kol HaMizrach, and that's when they actually did check the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar at that time.
Very reckon.
All right? And then... and then, of course, in terms of Dinei Tefillah, then there's Hene Sechama, which is actual sunrise. Okay, in terms of what the ramifications are for davening, according to the Rush, the way I understand the Rush, this is just the Rush. I mean, this is halacha at all, and I don't know. Others definitely learn differently. In terms of Tefillah. The Rush seems to learn that he uses a different Rush. The Rush uses the Rush of Iker Mitzvasa. Iker Mitzvasa is with Hene Tzachama. Okay? You can daven it, however, anytime after Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Okay? B'shas HaTchak from our Gemara, when you Yotzei L'derech, you can be Yotzei from Amud HaShachar. Alos HaShachar. Let's not use Alos HaShachar. It may be the same thing, maybe different, but they're different terms, and they may mean different things. Okay, I'm sorry, it's so complicated. This is nowhere near as complicated as it really is. I'm just simplifying it so much just by telling you this. Okay, so the the corresponding thing by davening is then. So you could daven according to the Rush and Tur. You can daven best to daven with a Netzachama. You could daven after Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, and B'Shas HaTchak, you'd be able to ask for Alos HaShachar. Okay?
Mishyachar is after both.
And Mishyachar is after both, after Heyer Mizrach, before obviously Netzacham, exactly when it is.
Right.
It is what it is. And that's this man Kriya Shema. Okay? So this Gemara over here is actually obviously going to be talking about where you could, it's after Alos HaShachar, but before Mishyachar, so you can't do Kriya Shema. So that's going to be the problem about what to do. Now, from this Gemara, it was mashma that what you should that the problem was whether you should you could if you held that smichas gula tefillah was preferable. So that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to you daven while you're walking. You don't daven home. You daven while you're walking. Sometime you could really daven tefillah after alos. Or after Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach.
Tefillah while you're walking?
Yes.
Or Kriya Shema while you're walking?
No. Tefillah while you're both. What you end up doing is you end up, if you hold Smichas Gula Tefillah is the most important thing, so it's Machlok Tanoim. What you end up doing is you're leaving the house
very early.
You could daven Shmona Esrei apparently, but you can't say Kriya Shema. So it's after Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, or after Alos, and before Mishiras Kaveiro. So what you end up doing is you end up, according to this Mandi Amar, is the Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. Okay? This is the Mandi, that's Tanakhama, Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. What you do is, You start your trip without davening. You then do what? Then when it comes to, I guess, Zman Kriya Shema, Yiras Kaveiro or Yebishayakir, then you don't stop. Because that's the whole problem. If you can stop, then the whole issue is not an issue. Everybody says.
Right.
Then there's no machlokis if you can stop. So for some reason you can't stop. You can't stop because, well, we'll see why you can't stop. Maybe you could stop, but by stopping you're going to end up, according to, you're going to end up ruining your davening. So according to Rav Shimon Lozer, what you do is you daven while you're walking, say Shemona Esrei, and then say Kriya Shema. Oh, I'm sorry. First say Kriya Shema, and then say Shemona Esrei. Don't have some Google to you. That's Rav Shimon Lozer's Shita. So Tulsa's asked the question. We learned this last week. Well, wait a second. So in other words, you end up good. You're being some Google to you, but you're davening Shemona Esrei while you're walking. And we know that you can't say Havineinu while you're walking because we said before Hilchosa Havineinu is Mu'umad. So how come you can what? You can daven Shemona Esrei walking, but you can't do Havineinu walking? It should be just the opposite. Havineinu was somehow make it with Havineinu to make it easier. You know, right? That's the whole idea of Havineinu. It's less of a burden on you. So that you can have a kavanah during that time. So why should we have a requirement of umud if Shemona Esrei itself doesn't have a requirement of umud? So we learned last week, what was Tosa's answer last week? The first teres of Tosa. Tosa asked this question, gave two answers. We did one answer last week that we talked about. You learned both of them. What was last week's, what was the first answer?
I don't know what he said, but the guy would suggest something.
I don't want you to, unless you're suggesting something is reliving the Tulsa's, because you all knew Tulsa's last week.
I wasn't here.
Well, those of you here know Tulsa. I'm definitely not going to let you ask the answer. What's the answer? So look at the Tulsa's. Tulsa's Mismagula Tfila Adif. Third line of Mashmid Yudches Brochos Mutal Espal Baderach Mbalach. Dein Tzurich Lamo. Vim Toma Maishnom Yehavineinu. Maskinal eldam umadavka. Right, that's the question. The Yeshlom with the Shani Avinina, she could serve, ain't can't be till there, called Kafum, Yitches Brochos. So, first, I was going to say, Rosh Kivanta. So basically, what we're saying over here is if you really want to be able to give a good answer, you have to have not heard the answer from Tosos last week. So, Tosos' answer is that yes, Havinenu is. The abridged form with less requirements than normal Shemona Esrei, but because of that, it ends up being resulting in a chumrah in a sense, because since it's so short, you could daven it, you could stop, and you will be able to have kavana. Whereas by Shemona Esrei, if we make you stop, you're not going to have kavana because it's going to be so long that you'll just be worried about the fact that you're losing, you're going to get stuck in traffic because it's now going to be rush hours.
So hence mark up for fast davening.
Right. So that is the first teres of Tosfos. What I was planning on doing this week was the second teres of Tosfos, which is much more complicated than the first teres of Tosfos. And that's the teretz of the Ode Pirish Haram. You see that? The Ode Pirish Haram in Tosfos? That's what I was planning on doing. I don't know who the Ram is. It's a good question. I did not actually research who the Ram is. It's actually, there's some who say that this is not really part of Tosfos because they don't understand the stuff. Actually, I think there's some, they don't understand this part of Tosfos so much they say this
can't be Tosfos.
This Teretz of Tosfos, or Pirush Haram, is what I wanted to talk about, start off with this week. I was going to finish with it last week, but we didn't get up to it. So what I did is, in the handout, I gave you the... so you have to learn the second Teretz of Tosfos, but unless you really know the Gemara, at least from Abu Uda Shmuel to the Mishnah, you're not going to be able to understand the Tosfos or the discussion of the Tosfos. So you have to make sure. I suggest you go over that Gemara again, Abu Uda Shmuel up until the Mishnah, and then you can. You know what the kasha is. You don't have to do the first teres unless you want to. Just go to teres O teres Ram, and then I gave you the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch basically paskins like the Raharam, Mechaba Paslaki, and then the Taz says that it's impossible, that the Sheet doesn't understand the Sheet of the Ram at all, and he dismisses it, and concludes that we don't hold like the Ram. Alright? So we've had a number of these cases recently where the Shulchan Aruch passed a certain way, and we don't hold like that. And actually, the next thing that I've given you is a discussion of whether we hold like Shimon ben Lazar or Tanakhama in that machlokas, okay? And the Shulchan Aruch passes in a certain way, and we don't hold like that either. So that's that is
bad day for the Shulchan Aruch.
That is the assignment for today.